This is TWiT.
Google signed an unusual deal with NASA to take over management of NASA's Moffett Field in Silicon Valley. Elizabeth Weiss is a reporter for USA Today and joins us now. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we get into the deal, can you tell us what the heck Moffett Field is and why it exists?
You know, it is so cool. I mean, if you have any interest in the history of aviation, it is this totally cool space. It was originally a naval airfield. This was before there was an Air Force. Started in the 30s, and it was where they parked their dirigibles. There are actually three big hangars there, but the biggest is Hangar 1. You see it there on the screen. It is enormous. It's 350,000 square feet. The thing's 200 feet tall. It's so big that sometimes it has its own weather patterns. Fog can form up in the ceiling. I was actually in the building probably about 15 years ago, and when you're inside of it, it's so big that you can't actually get a sense of where things are in it or the size of things because your eyes can't, your mind keeps saying, no, I must be outside because I can't be inside because this is too big. So it's this enormous space. The Navy hasn't used it in a long time. They gave it to NASA. It's been sitting there empty. About 10 years ago, they found that there was asbestos and other chemicals on the tiles that were used over top of it. And so they had to do a big retrofit, which was expensive. And there's been a huge fight in Silicon Valley to preserve it as a building because of its historical significance. And it's just so cool. If you've ever driven from San Francisco to San Jose on 101, you drive by this thing and you kind of look over and there's this enormous big thing that looks like the Goodyear blimp could fit in it. And in fact, it could.
Yeah. Now, Elizabeth, I'm from New York, and even I've driven by that that building and said, wow, what's going on in there? So now this is a 60-year deal. What does Google need to do with this building or this land for 60 years?
Well, because it's federal land, they can't buy it outright. And Google thinks, I mean, there's two things Google's thinking here. One, this is just it's 3 miles from their main Mountain View campus. And as we all know, space in Silicon Valley is tight. It's only going to get tighter. They're thinking very long term. But the other thing is, and this is actually a subsidiary of Google called Planetary Ventures LLC. And it's kind of the wing that they use to do, I mean, they've got some interesting works going on with robotics, with some with space exploration. We're not entirely sure what all of that's going to be, but if you are Google and you're at all interested in having a large space where you can perhaps play around with spaceships, what better thing than Hangar 1 to have 3 miles from your headquarters?
Now, my assumption is we're talking about stuff relating to their Titan Aerospace acquisition, Boston Dynamic robots running around and doing Karate Kid moves, and Project Loon, where they're going to have high-altitude balloons dropping internet connectivity on remote areas. Are those the kind of projects that they may be using this space for? I mean, you mentioned that it's so big inside that it's like being outside. This is a place where they could actually do outdoor stuff that nobody could see because it's essentially covered. Are these the kinds of projects you expect to take place inside that big Hangar 1?
That's what we think is going to be going on in there. And it's a 60-year lease, so you know who knows what it will evolve into. But those are some of the things that we know Google's already working on that you need space for. They don't want to have to be like Virgin Galactic and go out to the Mojave Desert. They can have it right in their own back door. But the other part of this is that this deal also gives them access to a bunch of other space. There's two other hangars which are smaller. I believe there's a small golf course there. I mean, they're getting a ton of space in some of the most hotly contested area in the country. So it's a good deal all around. Plus, it allows them to explore in whatever ways they want with this massively useful hangar, which they're going to spend a ton of money to retrofit. I mean, they're doing this. They're going to put a lot of money into this space, but they have a lot of money.
Hey, Elizabeth, are there any clues about whether NASA may actually poke around and see what Google's up to here? I mean, is this more than a land deal and sort of a owner and tenant deal, or might NASA do a little bit of research poking around?
Well, so NASA Ames, which is one of NASA's sites, is going to still be on that. It's co-located there, and that NASA Ames is staying there. It's not going anywhere. If you have kids in the Bay Area and they've ever done Space Camp, that's where Space Camp is. It's also where the SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Life Institute, is based down there. So I mean, it's kind of like Silicon Valley writ small, in that you're going to have a lot of very interesting people in close proximity to one another. I don't necessarily know that NASA is thinking, oh, wow, we want to be next to Google because we want to see what they're doing. But everybody who's in a technical field knows that the more smart people working on interesting things packed into a tight space you can get, it's exponential. It's like a network. Things happen.
Now, the big question that Sergey Brin has, no doubt, is will they be able to take off and land the big Google jet from Moffett?
You know, and I haven't looked into that, so I don't know what the airspace restrictions are there. I mean, it's close enough to SFO, but I honestly don't know if they could land there or not. I don't know what the airspace restrictions are.
They do reportedly have their own sort of terminal at San Jose Airport, which is also very nearby. Who knows whether they do it. But I'm sure they'd love to just park the jet in the hangar just to say they really could do it.